Morning, welcome back to Nachiyami. Today we are going to be learning together Mizmor Kuf Yud Beis, the 112th Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. This is a short Mizmor. It is, in fact, very similar to the previous one of Kuf Yud Aleph, and here's how it looks. It is 10 psukim long and is of the Aleph Beis structure, which means that after the first word, Haleluka, praiseworthy be Hashem, every phrase begins with the next sequential letter of the Aleph Beis. Each pasuk has two phrases in it. So therefore, pasuk aleph has the letter aleph and beis. Pasuk beis is the letters gimel and dalet, and so on, until the ninth and tenth psukim, which have three phrases in each of them. Therefore, three letters in each of those last two psukim. In terms of the general structure of the actual theme, the aleph to beis is the intro, and then gimel to vav is about those who fear Hashem, who are blessed with strength, are blessed with children. The letters Zion to Nun are those who fears Hashem, is a person who's good to others and trusts in Hashem, takes care of other people around them. And then finally, it rounds off and closes with the Samach to Taf. Those letters, those who fear Hashem, will succeed against their enemies. The general theme of this Mizmor is very simple. And that is that those who fear Hashem, those who Yirei Hashem, will be blessed. And there's two realms in which there's description of blessing. One is the realm of this world, with these worldly blessings, strength and children. And the other one is in midos, in characteristics, being gracious, being caring, being an extending person. And this is all summarized in the first pasuk, Haleluka, praiseworthy be Hashem, Ashrei ish yirei es Hashem, praiseworthy as a person who fears God, b'mitzvosav chavetz me'od, who in his commandments is tremendously desirous. And what there seems to be an indication in this Mizmor is that real bracha is when a person is adherent to Hashem, and the byproduct is all the blessings which we have seen described. In terms of the similarity to Mizmor Kuf Yud Aleph, it is very similar, as we've seen, to Mizmor Kuf Yud Aleph in terms of structure. It's the same first eight psukim with two phrases of the Aleph Beis, and the last two psukim with three phrases of the Aleph Beis, identical in that respect. In fact, the letter Vav is the identical phrase in both the Mizmorim, and the letter Ches is a similar phrase in both the Mizmorim. Also, Mizmor Kuf Yud Aleph ends with the phrase Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem, that the beginning of wisdom is fear of heaven, and this Mizmor starts off where that one leaves off. Ashrei Ish Yirei Es Hashem. Praiseworthy is a person who fears Hashem. So it's almost as if this is a continuation of that Mizmor. The Da'at Mikra Rav Moshe Chacham actually argues that it's possible that this Mizmor is meant as the continuation of the previous Mizmor. The previous Mizmor was describing, praising Hashem, seeing Hashem's handiwork in this world. And this Mizmor says, well, a person who is a Yirei Hashem, who fears Hashem, this they live a good life after having reached that conclusion. Another way to also think about this is, as we saw, that Mizmor Kuf Yud Aleph 111 is a possible earlier iteration of the Birkas HaMazon. This might be the iteration of the Birkas HaBayis, of the guest responding to say thank you not just to Hashem, but the thank you to the owner of the house, the person who's responsible for the generosity they want to just experience. Whenever one finishes a meal, there's a two thank yous necessary to be said. First to Hashem, and second to the Baal HaBayis. In terms of evildoers, there is a mention of evildoers at the end of this Mizmor, and it's not clear who they are, what they are particularly doing. It's a reasonable assumption to say that these people are people who do not agree with the path of Yiras Hashem. What is interesting is that the demise described at the end of the Mizmor is not as a function of a showdown, no justice being meted out publicly. It's rather that they notice that the people who follow Hashem, the people who are on task, who are on mission, are successful, and that causes their own demise ultimately because their own mission and standing falls apart. That's why it describes Rasha Yirev Ochas Shinav, Ya'uchas Shinav Yacharoik V'namas Tavas Roshaim Taved. The evildoer sees all his goodness, gnashes their teeth, gets angry, and then melts away and is destroyed, because ultimately good will succeed over evil, not through huge showdowns, which is actually the currency of the Rishayim themselves, but rather through subtlety, through the goodness continuing and being expressed. One other thing to consider in this Mizmor is reward in this world. It is interesting to note that the Rabbim in Mishnah Torah in Hilchos Teshuvah in the 10th Perek points out that we should not be serving Hashem in order to receive a reward based on the mission in Pirkei Avos. And he marshals this Mizmor as an example where a person should be wanting to serve Hashem, to be a Yirei Es Hashem, to be serving Hashem, to fear Hashem. It's not because of the reward. The reward is a byproduct. It's not the pursuit of happiness. It's the pursuit of mission. And happiness may ultimately be the byproduct. The Chida actually adds on to this, and he points out that the Gemara tells us, Schar mitzvah b'hai al maleka, that there is no reward for a mitzvah within the confines and realms of this world. So therefore, why is this mizmor indicating that there is goodness which comes out of it? How is it in Parshas Ekev, via Ekev Tishmon? If you listen to these mitzvahs, Hashem says, I'll give you all these good things. So the answer is as well, it says the Chida, this is one answer of many, but the answer is that Hashem will reward us in this world for simcha. Doing the mitzvahs, we're not getting the reward now. We're actually putting away, we're saving for the future world. But the simcha with which we do it actually can accrue value. We'll call it, there's going to be dividends even within the confines of this world. And that's what this mizmor is talking about. It is the degree with which one actually performs those mitzvahs, which is rewardable. In terms of events behind this mizmor, there are no specific discrete events we can attribute to this mizmor. In terms of places in the tefillah, it does not appear wholesale in our tefillah in any place. There are a number of interesting echoes to Sefer Mishlei. A lot of the descriptions over here are sort of Musar-like. They are describing ways of leading life, which are very similar to a number of phrases and ideas in Mishlei itself. In terms of words of Psukim in the spotlight, two fascinating things just to be aware of. In Pasuk Hey, the Mishorer, the narrator says, Tov ish choneinu malveh, good is a person who is gracious, he loans out, yichalkel dvarov b'mishpat, and he'll go in finance, he'll go spread things with mishpat, with justice. The Rambam in Hilchos Erchin and Charamim Perikres points out that a person needs to be very careful. Also, a person needs to act with discretion when it comes to the way they invest in stocker. A person has to be circumspect. A person has to obviously be investing. A person has to be obviously pushing themselves to spend more. But there are limits. A person should not be spending or overspending on stocker when it's not a good idea. A person should certainly not spend more than a fifth of their assets when it comes to stock. A person needs to do a bemishpat. There's a time too, and sometimes when one doesn't know necessarily all the details, there seems to be something which doesn't make sense, then a person in that case should be a little more circumspect. That seems to be what the mizmor is saying. I think we suffer less of this concern than the other way, where people are less likely to give in the first place, but nonetheless, there's always a balance in everything. The last pasuk to focus on is pasuk tes, where we say pizar nosan le'evyonim, a person is spreading forth to those who are destitute. Kasoy amelas lo'ad, his righteousness will remain forever. Karno tarum b'chavod, his keren, literally his horn or his glory, will rise in honor. It is interesting that the Gemara says that it talks about Shlomo, and this is the Gemara in Baba Basra Yud Amabez 10b, where it describes how Shlomo describes his father as a person who gives to other two people, in a certain sense, gains eternity. That's how far tzedakah leads. If a person does give generously, graciously, that act remains in eternity. Arizal takes us one step further, and he says that whenever a person does a mitzvah, the letter of the Aleph Beis, which is associated with that mitzvah, the combination of letters, appears or shines metaphysically on the person's forehead. Fascinating description. Activates a certain letter of the Aleph Beis. However, says the Arizal, that when a person does tzedakah, the letter which it activates shines on that person's forehead for the entire week. That's what it means when it says karnoi torum bechavod, that it's because I met as lahad. When it comes to tzedakah, it will stand forever. It means to say that it will remain for a longer time. And that's why, you know, when you hear these stories about tzaddikim who are aware of the actions of people who come to visit them, a lot of it isn't, it's not like reading the future, it's just being more spiritually and metaphysically sensitive to what's shining on them, to what has been activated through their actions, even beyond the chambers in which they meet. And that's perhaps what it's saying over here, and that's the power of tzedakah, the power of righteousness, which is omedes lo'ad. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.